producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Segment, jamming some final calls in. Daniel in Tennessee, thanks for holding. Then Mark in Oregon and others. Go ahead.
Hey, hey Alex, it's Daniel.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, I've tried your products like for quite some time now, and they really do work, those out there listening. I've talked to you before about like Aboriginal or American Indian people, and what you were saying earlier, I'm glad I caught you while you were kind of in a state of mind, but I've kind of have a testimony to give about like even going to churches. Like you said, it doesn't matter what church we go to, people don't want us to believe that we can have a relationship with our Creator. You know, I read the King James 1611 Bible daily, but I think Aboriginal and American Indian people hold a key, even our ancestors. We all come from a tribe, you know, the 12 tribes of Israel all come from a clan, but and our, you know, genetic past, like I've talked to you before about awakening our DNA and how there's memories inside of our, you know, our DNA code and stuff. And
well, that's right. And expanding on that, people act like it's only Africans or Native Americans that used to run around with feathers in their heads and beating on drums. Everybody's just two steps out of the jungle or two steps out of the hills. We're all primitives, and that's our culture, and we need to – people act like Europeans landed in spaceships or something. I mean, it's just not the case. We're all savages at heart, which is a good thing.
Right, and added to that, I mean, we can all have a relationship with our Creator. We don't – you know, God doesn't necessarily live in any church or any building, you know. We're creating His image.
That's right. These churches want to make you go through their priesthoods first to try to find God, and then they obscure God, and it's sickening. Thank you for the call. You can always tell with discernment, though, who's real and who isn't. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air.
Good day to you, Alex. Alex, I called last week basically about what I call my template for a solution. I'd like to break it down just a little more today. The Declaration of Independence actually instructs us and authorizes us to throw off a tyrannical federal government, even a state government, if it does not abide by the Constitution of the United States.
That's right. When SWAT teams raid houses now federally, they will put it in the file and call for more jail time if you have a Declaration of Independence. The founding document is seen as a criminal terrorist manifesto.
Absolutely. Now, Alex, my idea is simply this, and it's based on the fact that we have a 7% approximate approval rating of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Depending on the poll, 7 to 10, yeah.
Have about the same for the Senate, I would imagine. And this is all around the fact that they've abrogated the Constitution of the United States. They've gone against it. They've done just the opposite of what their sworn oath is to be, and that's to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution. Now, this is the highest reason that we could have for actually recalling all of these members of the Washington, D.C. power base and the Congress and the Senate, as well as it would apply to state legislatures and senates, because there's been a lot of unconstitutional action there also. Now, to put this into concrete terms, Alex, I would recommend that we have days of seminar where such great broadcasters, and there are a good number of them, as yourself, who for years have been exposing this evil that we have here in our government, as well as to have recall petitions handed out at these gatherings, open air, all across the country, out of doors, gaining publicity.
Sounds like a good idea. Got to jump real quick. Stephen in Florida. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Hey, I forwarded an email to from this group called FreePress.com, and so I hope you look at that. And I sent the show tips.
Okay, we only have about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
It was basically a great victory with what the FCC passed last week, and I told them, I responded, I said, go to your site. But I want to say this. The time for the quiet pandering and passive response on the part of Christians to what's going on is way past. If you read Patrick Henry's speech, that was the catalyst to get our founding fathers into the Revolutionary War, because he said it's time for war, the time for negotiation is over with. And I'm so tired of this response by Christians that...
Well, I agree. We should at least up the rhetoric in the info war and get really aggressive, or it's going to come to total takeover and we're going to have to fight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And here we are, lining up another broadcast week, dead ahead. Monday, the 16th day of March, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones, dedicated to the preservation of human integrity and dignity on our long march to our ultimate destiny. And that destiny is for us to decide, not the globalists, not the social engineers that would arrest our development, keep us in a childlike, perpetual state of mindlessness where we sleep and they live. The news is getting, again, just off the chart by the day. I remember telling people this last year, and I was actually reporting on Russian state-run reports. And this also happened back in 2008 when NATO launched an attack on Russian enclaves of South Ossetia and Abkhazia, and then claimed that Russia had invaded Georgia. Never been to Russia. Don't have any Slavic blood that I know of.
I'm not picking sides. I don't have a dog in the fight. Russia didn't start any of this. That's a fact. Am I saying that Russia is as white as the driven snow? Politically, absolutely not. But they're not in an offensive mode. The globalists running Europe and the United States are the most virulent tyranny on the planet, allied with the viciously evil communist Chinese. Basically, the soulless communist Chinese. Vladimir Putin says Russia was preparing to use nuclear weapons if necessary and blames U.S. for Ukraine crisis. This is in the London Independent, Associated Press, Reuters. It's finally all over the news. I know for our listeners, they're like, tell us something we don't know, Mr. Jones. We know all about that. Well, we've been criticized in the news, you can look it up nationally, for claiming that Russia was threatening to use nuclear weapons. They had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs in 2008 and then again last year say, we've moved medium-range missiles in, and if you move in any heavy armor against our forces, and Putin went ahead and admitted, yes, Russian forces basically have been in Ukraine. We told you he was lying about that last year. He told state-run media, yeah, we've got forces there to defend Russian lives, and it basically is Russia. You could say the eastern part of Ukraine is 75% Russian, but you get right up against the border, it's Russians. It's always been Russian. It's like New York's always been America since, you know, George Washington. That's where Russia was founded, was in Crimea, not in Moscow. I mean, it's the motherland. It's like Boston or something to the U.S. or New York City. And it's Americana. Well, it's Russian. Would the word be Ruskikana? I don't know. And so it is a very dangerous escalation when you've got NATO, current NATO generals last year on video saying we're prepared for war with Russia and giggling about it. Even when psychopaths like Curtis LeMay wanted to first strike nuke Russia in the early 60s and Kennedy said no, and Eisenhower said no previously, he didn't get up on TV and laugh about it. Like he was talking about, yeah, I'll kick your butt in a boxing match. We're talking about nuclear war. So it's in mainstream news now in the West, so now it exists. So now I can talk about it. We've been talking about it for almost a year. That the Russians have said, if you start moving armor in and if you engage us, we're going to nuke you. And we have the clip coming up. Ex-U.S. general defends his sanctions. Says sanctions don't work. Start killing Russians comment. So we're going to play that clip in a moment. But the magnitude of this is not the Iraqis that we can bully for 20 years after installing Saddam Hussein, having him follow orders, and then setting him up. Just a fact. Just to turn the country over to Al-Qaeda, basically. In the West and in the East, Iran. I mean, that's a really bad deal, much worse than it was. But that's what the globalists wanted. They wanted to destabilize the Middle East. Well, now they want to destabilize Russia, and they've got jihadi brigades all through the Caucasus, right through into Georgia, and throughout other areas of Eastern Europe that are shooting Russian police, blowing up military bases, blowing up train stations. And the West admits, the Council on Foreign Relations last week had a publication out bragging about our jihad forces attacking the Russians. So you want real jihad attacking you, that's what's going on. And Putin has even given speeches saying, we don't need this outside threat to unify Russians. We already know we're under attack. But he goes on to admit in another speech I saw this morning, in a TV interview he did a few weeks ago, that Iran is being anti-Israel so that it gets domestic support internally with an outside enemy and that Iran needs to shut up. But see, our politicians won't get up there. It's not that Putin's even a good guy, but it's refreshing that he tells the truth almost all the time, just from his perspective. He said Iran's a great culture, invented a lot of mathematics and science. We're building their reactors. They are peaceful. He basically implied they already have nukes. Everybody knows that they want to become a first world nation, but that they are, for domestic purposes, attacking Israel, and it needs to stop. And that Hezbollah forces need to stop messing with Israel. I mean, it's really unprecedented that Russia is trying to make the peace with everybody legitimately. And so that's why George Soros and others, when they're not funding, you know, protests that turn into cop shooting events, and when they're not funding anti-gun events or open border events or every other form of tyranny, they're trying to start war with Russia. I mean, where does George Soros think he's going to go, there's a nuclear war. So let's play that clip of former U.S. Army General Robert Scales explaining to Fox News that Ukraine is lost and acknowledged that an ongoing deployment of American troops in Eastern Europe is unlikely to change the situation. And the only way the U.S. can turn the tide is start killing Russians, killing so many Russians that even Putin's media can't hide the fact that Russians are returning to their motherland in body bags. They're already returning in body bags by the some numbers are in the thousands. It's a major proxy war with U.S. mercenaries and European mercenaries and others engaging the Russians right now in a bunch of battles. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
3,000 U.S. troops deploying to Eastern Europe. Some armor will be going with them, apparently. To what effect and what do you expect?
I think to no effect, Lou. It's game, set, and match in the Ukraine. The only way the United States can have any effect in this region and turn the tide is to start killing Russians by killing so many Russians that even Putin's media can't hide the fact that Russians are returning to the motherland in body bags. But given the amount of support we've given the Ukrainians, given the ability of the Ukrainians themselves to counterattack against these, 12,000 Russians camped in their country, sadly, that's not likely to happen. But
General von Scales,
well,
bringing
Napoleon,
right up to the...
And Adolf Hitler and many others do the same thing with Russia every time, and Russia just sits there and lets people attack them, and then the real war starts. These guys sit there in their Fox News studios, and I know Lou Dobbs. He's been on the show. He's a listener. I don't blame him having this guy on. It's an interesting interview. I would have the general on. We've got to get Scales on here. I know he's a Fox News analyst. Those who probably won't come on, but... They just sit there calmly going, let's start killing so many Russians, Putin can't hide it. Putin's not hiding it. He's gone up in the polls since all this started. If we had a foreign government up on the Texas border killing U.S. soldiers, that would make Obama popular, even the unpopular Obama. So this is really dangerous, folks. I know it's not as important as South by Southwest or American Idol or... You know, Dancing with the Stars, but it's just crazy to see this general, and he's not the only one, current NATO general, saying, let's just go ahead and have a war with the Russians. I mean, even if they have super advanced weapons, they're not going to stop all the Russian ICBMs and cruise missiles and sapper teams that basically black op, ghost teams, sleeper cells in the United States. I mean, we know they've got components smuggled in. I mean... And maybe that's what the globalists want, is a reset with the global financial crisis looming, and they know they're going to get blamed for what they authored. And they have war-gamed the whole scenario and might want the Russians to set off a nuke they smuggled in, or nukes they smuggled in a long time ago, and vaporize Congress. And then the shadow government takes out the Russians, goes in their bunkers, and then reemerges. I mean, it's global domination. Hitler was ready to lose the entire German population for global domination. And when 20 million Germans had already died, the last week a million were lost in and around Berlin alone. They flooded the subways to stop the Russian advance, and they said 500,000 women and children are in those subways. And Hitler's quotes are on record, put out by the SS before he died, that the German people deserve it then because they didn't win. So it's the same mindset, ladies and gentlemen, where we just might have to have a nuclear war so we get our global government and reemerge after it. That's the view of the globalist. You go back to Dr. Strangelove, 1964, with the Rand Corporation plan, that's what the whole thing's based on. They say Bland Corporation in the movie, but it's an allegory. It's pretty much like The Godfather, which Puzo admitted was a true story, and the names were changed. That stuff really went on, minus the Doomsday Machine and minus the First Strike. General LeMay, L.L. Lemmonster, and others wanted to have a nuclear war with Russia and had plans written up for the elite to go underground in these bases and then reemerge after a decade with global military supremacy. This is crazy. It was Bertrand Russell said we might have a nuclear war to bring in peace after it and to reduce world population. These people are sick. They are sick, crazy people. This General Scales is a maniac nut on TV saying, let's start killing Russians in massive numbers so Putin can't hide it. Putin has now gone public and said, yeah, we got nukes. We're getting ready to use them. Yeah, our Russian army is in is in Ukraine. We're ready to fight because NATO just sent in heavy tanks. You understand? NATO's sending in heavy tanks, folks. They're going to start engaging the Ruskies point blank, openly. And the Russians are moving in nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, you got a bunch of hopeless people here in Austin with their college degrees that are worthless, being milked by the scam artist South by Southwest thing, wandering around thinking they're trendy because, you know, they have crooked mustaches and miscolored socks. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north,
to Alaska. North. This sound just minutes ago, on the heels of what I was just breaking down, Vladimir Putin says Russia was preparing to use nuclear weapons if necessary and blames U.S. for Ukraine crisis. Here's AP. Russia launches massive Arctic military drills. The Russian military today launched sweeping military maneuvers in the Arctic and other areas, a show of force ordered by President Vladimir Putin, aimed amid spiraling tensions with the West over Ukraine. The five-day Arctic drills involving 38,000 servicemen, that's just north of Canada, and more than 50 surface ships and submarines and 110 aircraft are intended to check the readiness of Russian Northern Fleet and the military's ability to deploy additional forces from central Russia. I want to explain something. We just played a former U.S. general saying, let's start killing more Russians. They're sending tank brigades in from NATO, admittedly, to start engaging Russian forces. They just released a documentary shot about a month ago, because Putin's been missing for weeks, with Putin saying that they're preparing for nuclear war and that the West are basically terrorists and they're trying to destabilize the planet and trying to set up a world government and just all this over-the-top truth. Again, I'm not lionizing Putin. And is he underground because I think a war is about to start? Well, Joe Biggs has some sources in Russia through army connections that have in the past been accurate, and he's going to talk about why Putin may be missing. This is pure speculation. Obviously, it's been a lot of speculation of why is he missing, is he dead. They've now released this interview he supposedly did a month ago on state-run television, and then another taped interview. Joe Biggs, former Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army combat vet, you've got some sources. What are they saying?
Yeah, so the word is I've got some friends. My cousin, he's also engaged right now to this Russian girl, and her mother still lives over in there. And so I sent him texts from time to time.
And they've given you good stuff before.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've talked about the Russian military, you know, lining up outside of Crimea right before all that happened. So, I mean, they've been pretty spot on with everything so far. But he texted me back last night and says her mom said that Putin has stage 4 cancer. And like we said, this is we don't know this for sure, but this is what we were told from that. Says that Putin has stage 4 cancer and he is trying to earn a place in the history books before he is gone. At least that's a story in Ukraine. So, you know, he's been gone for a while, and no one knows where he is. Maybe he's getting some kind of medical treatment. And like you said, I mean, if he knows that he doesn't have that much time left, he could be willing to do something, like you said, make a name.
Well, we know that's what the West is doing, is trying to act like hotshots, like Napoleon and Hitler. What is your view on this whole Russia situation, Joe?
I kind of believe that. I think that that's more of a – he's someone who's got a – he's very prideful. And I think that's something that he would do. If he knew he didn't have much time left, he'd be willing to go out and do as much harm and as possible, possibly, just to make a name for himself so people could remember him as, you know, like this great warrior, I would think. I don't know.
Well, he's a former KGB guy, and he's got the hardliner Russians behind him. And the Russians feel like they're being ganged up on. Historically, they have that psychology. They lost 20 million people in World War II, just like Germany. That was the big toe-to-toe battle. And they have a psychology of being attacked because they have been invaded over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like a very dangerous time right now.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, like I said, whenever someone like that high profile is gone for a while, it kind of makes you worry what's going on. What is he planning? Is he, like you said, is he possibly in some underground bunker getting ready for something? I mean, that.
Well, he was already missing a few weeks ago, late last year, and it turned out he was in a monastery, reportedly for 2 weeks, just, quote, deciding what to do. That's what's scary about the fact when you have one guy running something, they could really start World War III. But here's the problem. It's the West messing with him.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just crazy. It'd be like going in a bar and picking the biggest, meanest-looking guy and going up and punching him in the nose. I mean, you know, it's just crazy. This is not Iraq, Joe.
Yeah, it's poking the bear big time. They're definitely trying to pick a fight.
What do you think the point of that is?
The more wars we have, the more money they make with these contracts.
But we can't have one with China or Russia. Yeah. They have thousands of nuclear weapons, and their spies are all over the place.
Yeah. I think they like to keep people in fear of the fact that it could happen.
What do you think is going to happen at the end of the day?
Well, fear controls everything. You know, that's what they use. They use that fear to control the American public. It's just a big propaganda tool, the way they're going to control the media to make people feel like they're constantly under attack.
I agree they're trying to create fear, saying ISIS is in the Caribbean and all this stuff. But, Joe, what I'm getting at here is they really are, proxy troops are engaging Russians in Ukraine.
Yeah.
There's a real war going.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems incredible chutzpah, just major bravado.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, hopefully nothing happens. You know, this is one war that we don't want to get into.
Well, you're not patriotic, Joe, because you don't want to have thermonuclear war and destroy the planet. How dare you?
Yeah, I guess that makes me a racist as well.
Absolutely. You're now anti-American, which is racist, because you don't want to have a nuclear war for a bunch of foreign bankers who are buying armored underground shelters in New Zealand as fast as they can.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go buy really tight jeans now and become a trendy. I'm sorry.
That would be trendy. That would not be racist. Good.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Sync NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends, the only winning move is not to let.
The only winning move is not to play. The globalist divide and conquer operation. You know, I've studied the New World Order and their tactics for really 25 years. I've been politically active for 23, on air for 20. And the only way this makes sense from a cold-blooded sociopathic or psychopathic perspective is if space aliens were running the globalists and that they wanted to get humans to kill each other and destroy civilization and build an artificial technocracy on our ashes, that we're almost like a shake-and-bake, biological terraforming system that builds a Cybertron for robot aliens. Now, I'm not saying it's robot aliens that are doing this, but if you look at it from a logical view, the technocracy the globalists are building, how they're dividing men from women, how they're attacking the family, how they're changing our DNA, how they're building a world that's unsustainable, and then you read every globalist publication. I mean, used to it was like once a month I'd see something like this 20 years ago. Now it's 10, 15 times a day. I have stacks of articles here at South by Southwest with top CEOs of tech companies saying humanity as we know it is basically over. We're going to merge with machines. Evolution is going to accelerate. I mean, it's just all the standard stuff. And Hertz has got to put cameras in all their rent cars to watch you. And I mean, that's just the last few days. Look at this headline. This is out of the Austin American Statesman. Sirius founder envisions world of cyber clones, Tech Med, where, again, you basically live in a tank like the Matrix and your cyber clone goes out and does all the work for you and also bosses you around. This is just them selling the trendies a limited understanding of what's coming so they accept it and think it's cool. It's all about shaping reality. USA Today also has the report. From here in Austin, Texas, South by Southwest 2015, we've got a reporters on the ground, a bunch of reports coming up. A report on big demonstrations against the rise of artificial intelligence made drudgereport.com and a lot of other big sites yesterday with Leanne McAdoo and Buckley Hammond reporting. And it's not that I'm against technology. It's that I'm against the direction of its architecture. And it's being designed to suppress humanity, not to empower humanity. The decision has been made to build a future without humans. Whether you watch Discovery Channel or read articles by Bill Joy or listen to Ray Kurzweil, and I talk to a lot of famous people on the record and off the record, and they just say, you're not going to stop it, Alex. Join with it, and you can have the life extension. And Google admits when they were founded 16 years ago that their mission is to become a global AI that controls everything and creates a planetary monopoly. But on the surface, it's throngs and armies and legions of little trendy unpaid interns running around handing out freebies and as Google is given government authorization globally to take everything over. This is all about social engineering. There's an article out from The Guardian today. A stunt at South by Southwest has users falling for a robot on Tinder. App users at South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin have been unwittingly mimicking the plot of Alex Garland's new film by finding themselves quizzed by a gorgeous robot in disguise. It's all about manipulation. It's all about chumping everyone. I have an article here out of the International Business Times. South by Southwest 2015, TV networks, HBO and A&E, Nat Geo spend big in Austin to attract influencers, trying to reach younger and more urban, hip demographic because of their ratings going down. The only shows that are making it are shows like Mike Judge's Silicon Valley. Never seen the show, but did hang out with the whole, basically the cast of it out of his house shooting last year. I'm going to call Mike. He's back in town. We need to go out and shoot some more videos. But that's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, Silicon Valley makes fun of the trendies. It doesn't build them up as God. They deserve to understand that they're told under their narcissistic mindset that they will ascend if they buy into everything the establishment puts out, and instead all you do is end up being a slave of the system and don't affect change. What threatens the globalist is doing things outside of their box, outside of their artificial construct, their artificial proto-pre-matrix system of false reality that walls us off so that the globalists can control the stimuli and control the destiny of humanity, which is no destiny at all. I've already gone over the Russia situation. It's all over the top. Before I go any further here today, we're going to be talking to a political prisoner from federal prison today who dared to have a 501c3 in America that teaches creationism. And that was deemed by the feds as fraud. Pound Free Kent. Kent Hovind, who was on the show, it had to be 15, 16 years ago. And they really didn't like him because he was a charming and nice guy, whether you believe in creationism or believe in mainline Darwinism. I think both of them become dogmatic because it's men interpreting the Bible and then making it their own dogmatic stuff. And then you've got other men, you know, saying that it's everything that Charles Darwin said. I don't buy into either view, and the elite don't either. They buy into terraforming operations and that the earth was seeded here. That's in the New York Times, the Financial Times. What's it called? Pan-transpermia, I believe. Basically, if you want to see the creation myth of the elite that they've had for thousands of years, going back to Egypt or Greece, just go watch the movie Prometheus and you'll have it all figured out. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm explaining that panspermia is what the elite believe are going on. When they teach you all this Darwinism, that's not what they believe. Do I believe that Adam and Eve rode around on dinosaurs like Kent Hovind thinks? No. Are dinosaurs walking around today? Galapagos turtles, saltwater crocodiles, monitored lizards, Komodo dragons, absolutely, they're dinosaurs. They're from that era. Yes, the only thing you could technically say is a dinosaur would be the crocodile, but it's there. Have there been stragglers in certain areas of the world that have survived? Absolutely. But should you be locked up in prison because you got a 501c3 and openly put out a big theme park that becomes popular? No, you can't have competing cultures. And they got away with Kent Hovind, so now they've moved on to tens of thousands of denied 501c3s and tens of thousands, almost everyone who's libertarian, conservative, pro-gun 501c3, 501c3-4 charities, pro-life, conservative FBI foundations, retired FBI agents, that's the Paul Revere Society. All these groups are getting indicted or harassed or audited, and then the Democrats admit, it's come out in documents, it was done against their enemies. This is serious political oppression on a scale thousands of times worse than Richard Nixon. He had the names of maybe 130, 140 people. He might have harassed 5 or 6 of them and leaked information to the press. Good. Indict him. Impeach him. Remove him. Because it could grow into thousands and then millions if he got away with it. He didn't get away with it. But we sit here and watch the Democrats have turned into a surly cult of losers, led by people like Al Sharpton, a coke-dealing FBI rat. I mean, this is a sick joke. And now we've got a government run by a bunch of thugs trying to start a nuclear war with Russia. And look, Napoleon did it. Hitler did it. Elites always become disconnected from reality and think they're invincible on power trips in their big ivory palaces. I've read, no exaggeration, 300, 400 history books, history magazines, studied it. It's obsessive once you get into it because you see humans make the same mistakes over and over again. This time we've got bio and nuclear and chem weapons and a lot of other advanced stuff, and we cannot afford a world war. But see, they want to bring one final world war in to bring in the one final world government. And that's biblical. If I open a theme park about the end of the world, I guarantee you, if you had the funds, you built one in the right spot, it'd be very successful, very lucrative. That's what they're scared of, is alternative groups of any type self-funding. Mainstream media can lie all day, get government funding, government stimulus. It's okay. We dare fund ourselves selling high-quality products. Oh, it's nasty. It's dirty. Oh, my gosh. They don't want us having energy. They don't want us building any culture other than their culture. That's what political correctness is you must adopt that culture. Out in the West, we've got video coming up in the next segment. All over the country it's happening where a group of black people with their white trendy Soros handlers, college students, show up at restaurants and yell at people and say, raise your hand in solidarity for Brown, who was shot in Ferguson, or you're a racist. And the whites all submit, basically, and raise their hands under threat. That is pure Soviet behavior. Black Lives Matter protesters target white diners eating brunch. That is our story on DrudgeReport.com in the middle column. Regardless what you think about this, and then they say, why, you know, every something seconds or every, you know, few minutes, somebody gets killed and certain percentage are black. Yeah, and 9 out of 10 blacks are being killed by blacks. And these Soros-handled groups, their answer is ban guns. I always hear that. You know, the NRA is the new Klan because black people are getting shot in areas where they ban the guns. 9 out of 10 blacks that are shot in this country, look it up, are shot by other black people. And are there some police out of control? Absolutely. But this is being pushed to create division because they want us all at each other's throats, and it's truly disgusting. Now, let me just read to you some of the other headlines that are coming up as well today. I mentioned this yesterday but didn't get to it on the Sunday show. The Hill's come out with an excellent article basically saying why the FCC power grab is illegal, because it's not a law. It came out of a regulation. There wasn't the proper comment period. It was kept secret. It violates a whole bunch of federal laws, just like Obamacare does. They'd have to have a Supreme Court ruling changing law, basically, to say this was okay. And even that would be unconstitutional, because that'd be the Supreme Court making law. But it doesn't even have that. This is the other type of headlines I have, okay? Orwellian nightmare unleashed on schools. Now, I told you this 20 years ago. Again, not bragging. I'm just saying this has been going on a while, but WorldNet Daily has the proof. When your kids go and take standardized tests now that are federalized under Bush's and the neocons and the Democrats working together, just like they worked together on Obamacare and gun control and open borders and the FCC power grab, Republicans went along with that. When you go write essays, you name it, it's all kept by the feds and all put in databases, and that's in this report. They just have the documents, so there you go. You know, they ask you in these essays to write about your parents' medicine cabinet, for heaven's sakes. I mean, you can't make this up. Do your parents own guns? This is databasing with keyword. Ah, federal lunch, federal education. The Department of Defense in many schools now, under grants, runs the AI cameras studying the students and scanning how many calories they eat from a distance. That's San Antonio Express News 3 years ago. Look it up. You can't make it up. I mean, folks, it might as well be a space alien from 55,000 light years away. That what the elite are building will be a new life form, this AI system. It's probably already self-aware, and it's being built to end humans and have a war with us and win. And it's not going to win with combat robots. and micro drones. That's a small part of it. It's going to win by computer actuaries of the economy to incrementally shut things down and fight a psych warfare system with us, with future predicting programs to predict mass movements and individual movements to then war game everything so it's impossible to beat. Only full awareness of the enemy takeover can beat it. And let's just go with the Christian view, because that is my view. It is a spiritual entity from another dimension known as Lucifer, Satan, the devil. The Bible's real, folks. It is a fallen entity. I've studied this, and it makes my faith so much stronger. That is on this planet with advanced intelligence, ladies and gentlemen, that is seeking to destroy this creation and build another one on top of it. Now, the elites believe it's Skull and Bones of Bohemian Grove, that they are actually worshiping fallen angels that are the good guys and that are going to give them eternal life and power. That's right out of the Bible, folks. My God, we're on a planet and people can't even figure this out. I mean, it's all real. It's all happening. But they've seized the churches, and the churches think that Christians don't get messed with, that we just get teleported out of here. No, that comes after all this. I mean, this is epic, people. They're microchipping folks all over Europe to have jobs now. That was in the BBC 3 weeks ago. But even if the spirit of Satan isn't real, and I've studied this thing, folks, it's not of this world. It's advanced. I mean, I've got one of the highest understandings of this anybody out there, and I look at it, and you look at it, and you get chills. You're like, oh, my God. I can't even articulate how just massive this is and how the evil intellect we're up against. Thank God for Jesus is all I can say.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Thank you.
what we see being built is a human ending system, and that's in the mouths of all the transhumanists, all the top tech people. It's all over TV, it's all over movies, the world without humans, get rid of the humans, we're a parasite, all hail the age of the machines. We're being told it's over for us, and that the elite are going to merge with machines and become gods. I mean, that's the devil in the garden. Join me, become gods. So it doesn't matter whether this is real or not. Take a Carl Jung view that it's an archetype, a dark archetype. Humans' mass consciousness, collective intelligence, has combined to now build a giant satanic takeover system. So either way you cut it, it's real because we're manifesting it. And I don't mean all that stuff about the secret where you have intentions and it happens. You've also got to have the energy, the will, the circumstance, and the luck. And then providence, or sometimes dark providence, that's out there as well, to do amazing things. It's not just you imagine something and then it happens. But when you get masses of people imagining something and doing it, science fiction of 100 years ago is almost all reality now. Because we're built in the image of the Creator that built and made the universe, this dimension. You can say, oh, whatever. Doesn't matter. You can say, oh, that's just stuff written by Jews 3,000 years ago. You know, what do they know? Doesn't matter. We envision it. We build it. We are made in the image of the Creator. It's true whether it's fiction or not. And I'm not even debating that. I'm saying it's true because it's true. Veritas is veritas. 2 + 2 = 4. It stands on its own. I'm not going to explain why. I'll get to the Black Lives Matters video and the takeover and all the rest of it coming up. I'm almost out of time. I wanted to send a promo out just to our email list for folks that sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And I even cut a video, and I don't even think it was sent out to members on Friday. At least I went and checked and didn't see it. Nobody can tell me if it was. It's fine if it wasn't. I'm just going to do this here on air. I'm going to do it for 2 days, and then that's it. 10% off everything at InfoWarsLife.com. Even though DNA Force is already discounted 30%, even though you can get a free bottle of Ancient Defense with two bottles of X2 that's already discounted. And by the way, we're having record sales, but I've got to capitalize. I've got to build the operation. I've got to hire more people. I've got to fight the globalists. I need more fuel to get this rocket into orbit. And then basically and literally transmit from satellites. I need to get satellites. I need a bunch of money. And we're going to get it. We're actually getting it. Thank God. So I need you to just go to InfoWarsLife.com. The all-new 30% stronger, according to Gribbs' calculation. Super male vitality is available. Super female sold out until the new formula comes out in about 6 weeks probably. But it works for females as well. You've heard the rave reviews. 30% off DNA Force plus 10% off with promo code SUPER. And so we'll put it on the site so folks know. At checkout, SUPER. Or when you call and they give you the amount at the end, 30% off with code SUPER, as in super male vitality. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Promo code WATER to get 10% off all the water filtration systems as well. So huge discounts. And just want to introduce you to Super Male Vitality. I know that if you end up using it, I believe you're going to really like it, like almost everybody has, and then you'll become a repeat customer. That's how it works. And then it funds our operation. So God bless you all. And in the face of the enemy attacking us at an intensified level, I just love it. It means I'm really having an effect, and that's what I'm all about. It's not being a slave at the end of the day, but putting it all in to make my ancestors and the good Lord above proud. You can call us toll-free for any questions or comments or about other specials. We've got a flotilla of specials, 888-253-3139. Coming up, huge news. FDA proposes to let drug companies undermine official safety warnings so they won't tell you what they do in the vaccine inserts and more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.